And this is GPB Macon. I'm Michael Caputo. We are going to take another off-the-cuff conversation right now. We have in studio with us the Telegraph's Jeremy Timmerman, and the reason is the up-and-down fortunes of a charter school in Macon. It's taken a turn for the worse. Jeremy Timmerman has reported that the State Department of Education has begun the process to close the Macon Charter Academy. First, Jeremy, thanks for coming in and talking with us for a few moments, and tell us what you've learned.
Well, and no problem coming in. It's kind of something that a lot of people have seen coming, and of course everybody's always quick when something like this happens. Say, oh, I knew that was coming. But it's been the finger has been on the trigger to do this for a while. But it really seemed like it was turning in a good direction, and that's kind of the feeling I got from the head of the governing board there, the president of the governing board, Ed Grant, was just that he kind of felt like things were going well, even as people from the state were coming down and doing visits.
Indications from the state even were that they were happy with who they had brought in, which I believe is
Prestige Charter School Solutions. It's out of Atlanta. They also have an office in Raleigh, I think it is, somewhere in North Carolina.
But that took a turn for the worse. The latest that you learned is what? That this isn't working out, or that this isn't happening?
Well, my sense that I got from both Ed Grant and Curtis Jones, the superintendent of Bibb Schools, was that the state was never really thrilled with Prestige. In fact, Prestige wasn't among the group. That wasn't a part of the true turnaround firms that, which this is something I've learned in this process, is that there are turnaround firms. There are companies out there like Renaissance School Services, which was a group that had been tied to Macon Charter for a little while, that's what they do, is they turn around troubled charter schools. And Prestige really doesn't do that. Prestige, their primary function, what they do, they work with ACE, the Academy of Classical Education in North Bibb County. They're kind of the back office. They do a lot of those things where a school district would have someone who managed the budget, would have someone who specializes in doing the request for proposals on furniture, on supplies. A charter school wouldn't necessarily have a department for that yet, so they pay Prestige to come in to do the functions of multiple staffers. And there was some hope that company, for a lower cost than Renaissance, because Renaissance was going to be $400,000, boom. And that's a lot for a school like MCA. Prestige was a fraction of that. I think it was $125,000 or something. Don't quote me on that. But it was a lot less that they could accomplish some of that financial structure, that governance structure, some of that operational stuff. The state just wasn't thrilled with that, I don't think.
So just to recap, the idea was that to bring in somebody who was going to turn this school around, somebody like a Renaissance, as you were talking about, but instead they brought in somebody with less cost, and cost was a big deal to the Macon Charter Academy board. They didn't have a lot of money. Brought in Prestige. Prestige isn't really what working out for them. But the state is a little bit, they're not being... They haven't said precisely what has turned them the other way, just that they have turned, and that they are looking to close, right?
Yeah, I mean, my contact Lou Ersty is the assistant superintendent that's kind of over charter schools and things like that. He was very forthcoming that yes, this process has started. We've started that ball rolling, but he didn't tell me exactly why. I do know that, you know, from what I've heard and from who I've talked to, that there was some sort of site visit as a part of this whole process, and that things just weren't the way the picture had been painted, I guess, in the monthly progress reports. So I don't really know exactly what it was, but there's also the notion that it's only been about a month and 10 days, 6 weeks, whatever you want, however you want to say it, since they started with Prestige. So it would be interesting to me to find out what that was that the state thought they would see after 6 weeks that they weren't.
So again, folks, I want you to make sure that you go to Macon.com for the full story done by Jeremy Timmerman of The Telegraph about the Macon Charter Academy school being closed by the state. Again, Jeremy, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem.